Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. The Faith of a Child. Today we look at Mark chapter 10, starting at verse 13. People were bringing little children to Jesus to have him touch them, but the disciples rebuked them. When Jesus saw this, he was indignant. He said to them, "Let the little children come to me and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Truly I tell you, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it." And he took the children in his arms, placed his hands on them, and blessed them. A church in downtown Milwaukee has some incredibly beautiful stained glass windows. In the front of the church is a huge window with the classic picture of Jesus sitting with children on his lap, in his arms, and all around him. Historically, stained glass windows were often used to share important stories of the Bible to the community, especially for those who may not be able to read. Today, they continue to illustrate Bible stories not just to the worshipers in the sanctuary, but also to those who pass by. This, indeed, is one of the most delightful, comforting, and yet saddest stories in the book of Mark. Jesus' days were full of preaching, healing, comforting, teaching, and traveling from place to place on foot. Jesus' disciples were his students, his friends, and his supporters. In today's reading, we hear how the disciples rebuked the people bringing their small children to see Jesus. While the Bible doesn't reveal their motivation, it's clear they felt it necessary to try to send the children away. It is not often that we hear Jesus get upset, but this was one of them. Mark used the word indignant. While I can't imagine how the disciples felt at his reaction, even more, I can't imagine how those bringing the children responded. Jesus made it so clear that not only were young children important to him, but that the faith of young children was an example to all. Heaven belongs to those with simple faith and complete trust in what Jesus has done for us. So what's the lesson for us? First, young children are precious to our Father in heaven. The work that you do to share God's message of grace with the children and their families is precious to Him. A young child can do nothing to earn heaven. They can't work hard enough, be kind enough, be perfect enough. And neither can we. Forgiveness, grace, heaven are all theirs and ours because of Jesus and because of the faith given to us by the Holy Spirit. We don't need to be Bible scholars. Jesus emphasizes that the simple, childlike faith that knows that it's all up to Jesus and all about Jesus and what He's done for us is all we need. Should we continue to learn all we can about God and what the Bible teaches? Absolutely. We look to learn more because we're eager to know as much as we can about our Heavenly Father, not because it helps us get to heaven, but simply because we love Him so. As you think about that image of Jesus and the little children, picture the faces of the children you know, the people you know, and your own face looking into the smiling face of Jesus. He looks at each one and at you with the eyes of the loving Savior. He holds you in His arms each day, and He asks you to do something for Him. Tell about Him. Better than even the most beautiful stained glass window, you can tell the children, their families, each other, and all about Jesus, their Savior. What a joy and privilege. May the Lord bless your telling. We pray together using a hymn from Christian Worship, number 757. Gracious Savior, gentle Shepherd, children all are dear to you. May your loving arms enfold them in your care their whole life through. By your tending and protecting, keep them safe in all they do. Tender Shepherd, never leave them, never let them go astray. By your warning love directed, may they walk the narrow way. Thus direct them, thus defend them, lest they fall an easy prey. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to wells.net/devotions. May the Lord bless and keep you.